USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's discussing his thinking before he called off retaliatory airstrikes against Iran, saying during an interview for NBC's Meet the Press that'll be running on Sunday that he had a plan ready to go that was subject to his approval, but he pulled back after military officials told him there'd be about 150 Iranian deaths at the three areas that were going to be targeted in Iran. The president saying he didn't think it was proportionate to Iran having shot down an unmanned drone. Still, Democrats, some of them, are criticizing the president for having considered retaliatory military action at all.
What President Trump is doing is destabilizing the region, putting America and our interests at risk by being so disruptive.
That's Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, despite a surprise admission that another SEAL was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Gallagher testified yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but Navy SEAL Corey Scott was the one who then suffocated the teenager afterwards. After that initial admission, Gallagher's wife told reporters,
"To hear today that someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth was refreshing."
But again, prosecutors are not dropping the charges against Gallagher, arguing that Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher go to prison. A pair of UFOs seen over Kansas City turning out to be balloons. After causing quite a stir last night, it was learned that the two balloons were actually launched in Maryland by the Department of Defense. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump does another exclusive interview with another network that this time focuses largely on his immigration policy.
"I went up 17 points because I'm tough at the border, because the Hispanics want toughness at the border. They don't want people coming and taking their jobs. They don't want criminals to come because they understand the border better than anybody."
In that Telemundo interview, the president also squabbled at times with host Jose Diaz-Balart.
"When people come through, you have MS-13 coming through.
But Hispanics, that's not the majority, Mr. President.
But it's a lot of people.
It may be some.
If it was one in 100, it's
the mothers that are coming with their children aren't MS-13.
But if it's
the
one
people
in
who rape town and have
right,
babies aren't MS-13.
I agree. But if it's one in 100, it's too many."
Republican lawmakers in Oregon may have to answer to the police for avoiding having to vote on a climate change bill. Governor Kate Brown releasing a statement saying the 11 missing lawmakers have decided to abandon their duties to serve their constituents. Officers have reportedly been told they can arrest the senators if they refuse to return to the legislature willfully. They can also be fined $500. And the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour is getting underway tonight in the Windy City. The Stones will perform in Chicago and 14 other cities through the 31st of August. It follows a postponement of the tour as Mick Jagger was recovering from recent heart surgery. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.